At the moment, we're in the Make It Britain EEF event in the Hilton Hotel in Liverpool. Wivell says.
Kate Bellingham, and I've been the compere for the first event of the morning, which is a VIP discussion on the future of manufacturing for the UK.
Now, most people know you from BBC Tomorrow's World, as you said at the beginning of the event. Is that correct?
That is right, yes. But also my I presented Tomorrow's World for 4 years in the 90s, but I am an engineer by background. I've also trained and worked as a secondary school teacher, and I've been involved in promoting opportunities from studying STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering and maths. So fingers in a lot of pies and a lot of interest in this particular field.
Now, what were your first ideas when you were coming here with industry? Do you think it's been stagnating, or do you think it's... what were your views?
This is a self-selective group to a certain extent. The very fact that they've come here, they are interested in moving things on. But my initial response was that we've got a government minister here, and most of the people in the audience are going to be saying, you do not help us enough, we want more money, basically. That's what my assumption was going to be. But it was nice to be able to have audience participation voting. The first question was, does the UK have what it takes to be at the forefront of a new revolution in manufacturing, a new industrial revolution? And the majority said yes. And that encouraged me, because I thought there might be a bit of negativity of saying, oh, no, we can't, you know, we're not there, we can't make it. So that there is the enthusiasm there. The second question is the government doing enough? Know that people would like the government to do more, but then perhaps that's not surprising. But then what came out in conversation was, yes, support from the government is important, but there's a lot of other areas. I think what the things that I learned is the complexity of the whole area. You've got SMEs, you've got larger organisations, you've got specific areas. The focus of the industrial strategy is on 11 specific areas. You've got the 8 greats, specific areas that are being looked at. You've got different catapults, like the high value manufacturing catapult. There's so much going on there. It's different for different sectors. It's different for different size organisations. But what came clear from the speakers is that there is an enthusiasm, a genuine willingness to make a change. The answer is, we're not there yet. But there is an enthusiasm to make a change and a knowledge of what we need to do to get there. And I find that hugely encouraging. And I come out of this session more encouraged than I went in.
Do you think there was a lot of focus on SMEs starting up and also big business rather than SMEs that are at the moment in business?
It's difficult. In a session like this, you're going to touch on lots of different things. There was mentioned, too, the fact that the supply chain is important, so therefore the larger organisations that are top of the supply chain have a role to play. There was reference to the mid-sized companies as particularly getting new focus from the government. There was reference to the small organisations and the startups, the micros. Outside of here, I've been hearing conversations saying all of these are recognised. What I think is perhaps more interesting is it's not the size, but the mindset of the organisations. And it's also the particular sector they're in and who they can collaborate with within that sector. A spin-out from a university can be quite a different kind of startup from a startup that's just somebody in their garage. What there was recognition of is all of these have different situations, and they all need to be supported, but that will be in different ways.
Last question, with your background in education, do you think Britain needs to focus more on educating for the future and getting out of the idea of technology is a geeky thing?
Things are changing. I'm delighted to say that things are changing. we talk about it as being education as the challenge. Actually, it's the whole of the UK culture. Within education, we can educate the students and we can inform the parents. Actually, it's much bigger than that. We need to have a whole cultural support for technology and for manufacturing and for the recognition that there are some things we're jolly good at. Even within the group that we had here, there is a sense that we tend to not blow our own trumpets and say what it is. We'll look at other countries and say they're good at that, they're good at that. Germany was mentioned, China was mentioned. But we tend to not focus on what we're good at. Education in terms of the education system can help, but it's vital that there is a broader role. We don't just leave it to the education system. There's a broader role that we can all play in terms of getting the messages across and celebrating success and celebrating what the UK is already good at to make it even better.
Thank you, and look forward to seeing you again at another event.
Thank you very much indeed. You've got absolutely